AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Federal Reserve is leaving its key interest rate unchanged, but the forecast calls for 2 rate cuts this year.
Inflation has eased significantly from its highs in mid-2022, but remains somewhat elevated relative to our 2% longer-run goal.
Chair Jerome Powell says Fed officials expect inflation to rise to 3% by the end of the year.
Changes to trade, immigration, fiscal, and regulatory policies continue to evolve, and their effects on the economy remain uncertain.
Earlier at the White House, President Trump said interest rates should be cut.
We have a stupid person, frankly, at the Fed. He probably won't cut today. Europe had 10 cuts, and we had none.
Stocks have moved higher in late-day trading. President Trump has not said yet if the U.S. will get involved in the fighting between Israel and Iran.
Nothing's finished until it's finished. You know, war is very complex. A lot of bad things can happen. A lot of turns are made. So I don't know. I wouldn't say that we won anything yet. I would say that we sure as hell made a lot of progress. And we'll see. The next week is going to be very big, maybe less than a week. Maybe less.
Originally, the president kept his distance from Israel's surprise attack on Friday.
It is very late to be talking. We may meet. I don't know. There's a big difference between now and a week ago.
Iran is warning any military involvement by the Americans would cause irreparable damage. The Supreme Court is upholding Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for transgender minors. It's a jolting setback to transgender rights. Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel say they finalized their historic partnership a year and a half after the Japanese company first proposed a deal to buy the iconic American steelmaker for nearly $15 billion. In Massachusetts, a jury has reached a verdict in Karen Reed's murder trial over the death of her Boston police officer boyfriend. This is AP News. The AP's Julie Walker reports from New York. There is no testimony today in the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs.
Combs' former assistant, Brendan Paul, who was arrested for carrying drugs at the same time the feds raided Diddy's homes, showed up at court ready to testify for the prosecution, but the trial was called off Wednesday after a juror got vertigo. Prosecutors had expected to rest their case by Friday, with Thursday off for the Juneteenth holiday. The delay means they are unlikely to finish until Monday. Prosecutors say Combs used fame, power, violence, and money to coerce girlfriends into drug-fueled sex performances involving male escorts. Combs's lawyers say prosecutors are trying to criminalize sexual activity between consenting adults. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.